I saw those earlier. You have plenty of. Are they indigenous? This is my first time seeing tattoos of this type. So.
Yes, these are all Philippine tattoos from the northern tribes, mainly Bontoc and Ibulay and Ifugao. So they're from different tribes from the northern mountains. They all have meanings. So of course you've seen the Alibata. That's my name in Alibata or Filia. And it's in a Kalinga shield, which represents, come from a warrior background. And then the Linglingo, which is the fertility symbol. Not just fertility of like having babies, but fertility of thoughts and actions. Basket weaving patterns signifying the closeness and tightness of family. What else? The ahas, which is the belly of the snake. Snake being a protector, and I see myself as a protector of our community, of our culture, of our history. These are rice terraces, which represent industriousness and hard work, ingenuity and perseverance. And then palai, which is the new rice sprouting up, so the sprouting of new ideas, of new thoughts. And then the centipede, legs of centipede, which represent community because of the work in the community. Let's see what else. This is Bontoc. It represents the Cordillera mountain ranges. And these are frigate gulls, which represent hope for the future. And then the Bulul, which is the rice god for many of the tribes in the mountain provinces. And the Bulul is the most sacred of all the idols because it brings bountiful rice harvest. And of course, rice is a staple of life. That's basically it.
This is someone that designed that. Yeah. That interviewed him to get his story.
And then
translated it.
Translated into the... So this is about how many hours of tattooing?
A lot.
Over 20 hours worth of tattooing.
I don't know how much he spent on that.
It's like we spend a lot of money collecting artwork, but this is the ultimate.
Because you become it.
Because I become it, yeah.